This is Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Just how is a financial coach different from a financial advisor? During this hour, you will learn the difference as well as being coached on your true purpose for money, myths about investing, what true diversification means, and how past performance is not an indicator of future success. Plan with care, retire with confidence. And now, Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida, and welcome to another exciting hour of power with Coach Alfie Townsend. This is the Saving the Investor radio broadcast, and this is where the coach helps you take emotion out of investing, because if you're going to be successful well into your retirement years, you're going to need a financial coach, a strategist on your side, and that person is Alfie Townsend. You owe it to yourself to have a second set of eyes, a second opinion. We always say treat your wealth like your health. Give Alfie a call and schedule your own free meet-and-greet session in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two incredible offices. You can meet with him by calling 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And when you meet with Alfie, he's going to do what's called the financial MRI. It's going to be very beneficial for you. You want to get in on this because it's going to expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio. It's going to make sure you're diversified and allocated properly. He's going to make sure that you're not taking too much undue risk for the amount of return that you're getting. And he basically takes you all the way back to 1973 and compares your portfolio with his portfolio. And you'll see in black and white the absolute difference that it can make in your retirement. If you are currently retired or soon to be retired, you owe it to yourself to give Coach Townsend a call, 561-1155, or go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. You'll find a wealth of information about Alfie's company, all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And today we're going to be talking about finding your financial purpose. Alfie has written a book that's about to come out, Keeping You on the Retirement Fairway from Tee to Green. He's also was just interviewed by Kiplinger Finance in an article. We're going to be talking about finding your purpose and the person that can really open up your eyes and give you insight and ideas to help you stay on track towards your purpose is sitting right next to me, Coach Alfie Townsend. Great to see you this beautiful morning, Coach.
It is a beautiful morning. The weather was great yesterday also. We just had that storm come in on Thursday, and it just made this...
Yeah, a little breezy, but...
A little breezy.
You weren't playing golf yesterday anyway, so...
Yeah, that's okay. I'm working all the time, it seems like. We have Mary Thompson is our marketing director, and she's been working so hard, John, for our new TV show that we're going to... You know, that aired last week on Fox right after Chris Wallace, but the whole thing is a totally different show that we're going to be putting together starting Monday. We're going to be doing a lot of the filming on Monday, but it has a whole new set, a whole new everything. So I am so excited. We're going to really bump it up.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great segment. We're going to have a lot of different things on there that we haven't done in the past. So it's going to be an exciting show. So that's going to be every Sunday, you know, starting this tomorrow at 10 o'clock following Chris Wallace.
That's on the Fox Local.
Fox Local, yes. Fox Local, Fox 4. So with that being said, yes, the article I did on Kiplinger, it's a financial magazine, and she really, the author really liked, or the lady that was taking our notes, really liked the way that we handle our clients when they come, or with these... people that come into our office, how I talk to them, how I get them to really open up, because she said, you know, this is a great, great article that we're going to be, that you just gave us, and looking forward to getting it out. So we wanted to talk a little bit about it, about, you know, your financial purpose, your true purpose and goals, the difference between the two. And I think it's, if you don't understand that, John, then you don't understand, you know, money in general. Like money, you have all this money, but money can mean a lot of different things to a lot of people. But a lot of times a financial advisor, financial planner, or just a salesperson, whoever you're dealing with, sometimes will just talk to you about returns, talk to you about you know, what they can do for you, income, but they don't get into the heart of what's tugging at your heart. And that's a whole different type of planning. And that's what we do. So I wanted to run through what we do on a first appointment. So when the first appointment, when you come in, and this is what happens, you come in and we're going to, of course, you know, besides the coffee and all the coffees you want and water and candies and meeting our staff and everything. But when it comes down to finding your, your financial purpose. And like you, John, you teach us and preach us every Sunday about, where your treasure is, there your heart is also. And the other saying is put your money where your mouth is. And so if you don't know what your money is supposed to do for you, then that's one of the things that I want to try to find out. So we help you reach that. So when we talk, we talk about, what is the purpose for this money? So when you come in, we're going to sit down. I'm going to say, okay, look, you have this lump sum of money here. What's the purpose for this money? So we want to evaluate your goals, and we're going to really, and this is some of the things, the difference between goals and values. A goal might be, I want to have, my family is, if this was, the question is this really, what are your goals? And if this was your last breath that you took, what would be your last thing that you would want to be remembered by? And some people, it could be charity. It could be, family. It could be health. It could be, there's a whole lot of different things, but we want to find that out. So your values are totally different. Your values are security. A lot of people say, I want security. And John, it's important when you're retired, because now you don't have this job anymore.
Right.
And you don't have this paycheck coming in. So this money that you have has to be something, and some people say, I want independence. I want security. I want peace of mind. Peace of mind's a big one.
Sure.
Peace of mind is big. If you have peace of mind, then you can sleep well at night and, you have things in order. And really, to have peace of mind, what do you need? You need a plan. And a lot of people don't have a plan. They come in, they have a portfolio, and, they might not know what their fees are and what their cost is and their, returns and this and that, and how low it can go, how high it can go. But what they don't have, John, they don't have a plan in place. And so that's why it's important to find out what their values are, because if you want peace of mind, then the other thing is, well, peace of mind equals a plan. And a plan is going to be, it could be an income plan. It's going to be not just an income plan, but it's going to be also a plan, a legacy plan too. What happens if something happens to you? Is your spouse going to be taken care of? And that's the whole thing. A lot of times people are just planning for income now, but then we put this income plan together, John, and it shows you something happens to you. Okay, this is now what, because your income drops, you lose Social Security, you lose a lot of different things. You could lose pension if you have a pension. So we want to be able to put that plan together for you. So it's important to find out a lot of things when you come in. It's not just about, we always talk about finding what your number is, finding out what your risk is, finding out what your fees are. But there's a lot more to planning than just numbers.
Yeah, and I think you're making a very valid point that goals and values do center around what determines that comprehensive income plan. And like you said, you have a lot of people that are listening right now, could be driving in their homes, say, I have a portfolio, I get a statement every month or every quarter, but I really haven't established a comprehensive strategy or a plan that encompasses my goals, my visions, my values, to bring me into that state of peace of mind. And really, that's something you do from top to bottom, so that it's not just moving a product into someone's, lane. It really is moving a strategy that's sort of dictated by what they want the outcome of their life to look like. And how do you go about establishing that individually? Because I know everything that you do is custom tailor-made for each individual that walks through the door.
Well, that's why, this roadmap that we put together. And again, this is, you're listening to Saving the Investor, and jot down this number. It's 561-1155. That's 561-1155, or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. We're talking about values and goals here, and we're going to, we're spending time on it because it is important. If you know what your values are and what your goals are, then it's easier to put a plan together in place, John. And if you don't have that, if your advisor isn't talking about your values, then what are they don't know everything about you. They just know what you're holding, but they don't know what you have and what your heart holds. And that's the important thing. So when we put financial plans together, it's going to be a whole plan. It's going to be regarding your values, your goals, and your money, not just your money. So it's important. So you asked that question, John, and yeah, we have tools that we use, and you know, goals. And this is the thing, you know, if you reach the end of your life, what would you, you know, want to have happen to you that said, I have no regrets in my life. I have no regrets. And that's not, you know, not too many people can say I have no regrets, but if you have a plan in place, then you know that your family's taken care of, you know, you have a legacy, you know, the income plan is taken care of. And that's what it's, that's when you have that peace of mind. That's why they all entwine together, because peace of mind comes from having that plan and having your money, you know, do what you want your money to do. We're going to talk more about that. Stay tuned, and we're going to get deeper into this.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Sean Hannity here. Now, I've talked before about how I'm not a real big fan of the stock market. And of course, presidential change and the world unrest, well, that contributes to its volatility. Now, if there's one lesson to be learned from 2008, poor planning can create devastation to your hard-earned retirement savings. Now, don't let unforgiving markets create a perfect storm. Get a certified financial planner on your side. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. He's Southwest Florida financial planner Alfie Townsend. Now, his easy-to-understand approach resonates with retirees and those soon to retire. With time-tested, straightforward solutions, Alfie designs plans that help reduce risk and protect and to grow your assets. Now, to be better prepared than you were in 2008, you need a customized retirement income plan that is designed specifically for you today. Now, call Alfie Townsend at 561-1155, 561-1155, on the web at savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. If you're not sure if your financial plan is aligned with your personal goals and values, give Alfie a call when you meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He's going to be there to listen to you. He wants to understand your goals and values before he puts a plan in place. Give Alfie a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You can schedule a free meet and greet session where he does a financial MRI. And basically everything that he does is going to be custom tailor made to your personal situation, your personal goals and dreams. No two financial plans or income plans are exactly alike. Alfie does it based upon your values, your goals, your dreams, and you owe it to yourself to get a second opinion and sit with him in Fort Myers and Naples. We're talking about finding your financial purpose today, and we're talking about the fact that you need goals and values established in your life before you even set a plan. And you know, Coach, there's an old adage that says, you know, if you aim at nothing, you're sure to hit it every time. Yep. And there's a whole bunch of people out there that are really just hoping and wishing and praying that their what they have in their portfolio is going to be enough at the end. But that's not good enough. You believe in an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. You're going to put something in place that's going to show them a detailed step towards retirement that can give them that peace of mind in their retirement.
You know, when you just said you aim at nothing, it's you're going to get nothing. And so I was reading yesterday, and I like the University of Alabama, and because I have good friends over there, and but they have the best recruiting year this year ever in the history of Alabama, and they have five stars.
He is the best.
Coming in, and one of the five stars is from Hawaii. And he's a quarterback, and he could have went to any school. And here he's going to go to compete with the, you know, the true freshman last year,
quarterback.
This year.
Yeah.
And then you have the same with the running back, too. And the running backs were saying, why would you want to go to there when there's so much competition? And he says, and what he said was, I want to be the best. And to be the best, you have to be with the best.
It's true.
And if you think about it, when you play golf, you want to, you know, when you're playing with someone that's really good and you're asking questions and you get to see what they're doing, your game just, you know, it raises up a level. And so it's easy to, so we can raise that up a level if we know what your goals are, if we know what your values are. because that's all part of financial planning. It's not just about X's and O's and you know, returns, and returns are important. But the biggest return, John, is not how much you're making every year. It's when the market does go down, because it's ebb and flow. It's up and down, and it's the thing about it is, when the market goes down and you're taking out money in a downward market, that's called, you know, reverse dollar cost averaging, and that's where you can get in trouble big time. So you want to make sure you have plans in place, you know, with the good times and the bad times. And that's all part of the process of asking these questions for you. But like Roy Disney said, it's not hard to make decisions when you know what your values are. So, you know, that's from Roy Disney, you know, so he knew about that right off the bat. And values are, you know, here's some words for values: security, respect, peace of mind, joy, adventure, independence, comfort, freedom, energy, generosity, faith, happiness, honor, beauty, love, recognition, fulfillment, creativity, abundance, and dignity. So these are just some words for value. But if you know what your values are, and most people when they come in, John, when I ask, hey, what are your values? Things that are not with this money. What's your value for this money that's not financial? And that's the question. It's not financial. So what's not financial? Then most people say, you know, peace of mind, freedom, to be able to do things I want to do when I want to do it, not have to worry about it. So these are things that, you know, you have to have a plan in place for that. And your goals are really, you know, what you want after your life, you know, for somebody else.
Yeah. And also too, you take people through a little bit of an exercise to help them discover what is their true purpose for money, right? Isn't that something that's part of your income planning? Because you need to know what that money's purposed for, whether it's for them or for a legacy or, you know, and you have a way of discovering that. And that really helps people find a trail of discovery themselves on how that money's going to be effective in their retirement years, doesn't it?
Oh, it is. And it's nice to have a plan that's based on values and goals, true values, your values. And everybody's value different. I just read all these, you know, different words for values. And so that's why when we put, you know, we put a plan together, it's based on your values, your goals, not just products. And that's the main thing. A lot of times they're just going to, people, you come in, they're going to show you a product. Oh, we can get you this much income. Well, we can do that too, but we want to dig deeper. And that's what happens here at the Advanced Retirement Group. We're going to dig deeper, and we dig deeper, it's going to benefit you in the long run, because it's going to be aligned to your values. So when things start to go down, when the market starts to go down, you're not going to panic, because you have everything. Nothing is in just one thing where you're going to lose all your money. That's right. The main thing. People don't want to lose what happened in 08. They don't want to ever experience that again. And we don't want to either.
Sure.
But if you have things aligned with some guarantees, guaranteed income, if you have some things, you know, with a portfolio that owns 16,000 different holdings, 45 countries, 21 asset classes, you're going to be, you know, you're going to say, you know what? Every one of those 21 asset classes, when some things are going down, that's what a modern portfolio is. Things are supposed to be going up. And we have, and this is something, you know, we can't really give returns and stuff, but we have a portfolio that was designed for us, that is designed for income, John. It's designed for income, and it's generating about a 4% dividend, which is nice, and it still has growth to it too. And it's based on these bonds that they're called fallen angels. Okay, so if you think about it, what's a fallen angel? Well, it's a bond bond classes that were going down, as they're going down. And this is just a little part of it inside a portfolio, but they can create more income from that than they can just buying regular bonds. So these are bonds that were going down, that were downgraded, but then they start to go up and they're still downgraded before they upgrade them, because they're going up again.
So you're getting them at a, you're getting a them discount.
At a very good discount. And then they have a very long history of doing this, years and years and years and years. It's not something that they just came up with. So these are things that when you use a professional, we're able to help you with things that you cannot just get by Googling.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And And when we talk about do-it-yourselfers, there's some people that just, you know, they say, Alfie, I just have, you know, I do it myself. I had a client, I had a couple came in last week, and, you know, he just really came in to find out what his standard deviation was. And I, and it was amazing because his standard deviation, I told him what his standard deviation was, his volatility. And he says, well, it's been good over the last 3 years. You know, I've been handling it, you know, since we inherited this money. And I said, well, the thing about it is this, the portfolio that you have, we can reduce your volatility. And usually it's like 30%. This was 75%.
Wow.
75%. We even went back from 2000 to 2015 and said, look, you're taking 75% unnecessary risk to get that return. But he was just looking at what it did over the last 3 years. He goes, well, I've been good over the last 3 years. I'm saying you have to look at what your numbers are inside your portfolio. I don't care if it's doing good now. It doesn't mean it's going to do good 5 years from now, 10 years from now, because you're taking unnecessary risk. So, you know, he was a do-it-yourselfer, worried about fees and everything, even though we were, you know, helping him with the fees inside the portfolio. He didn't want to pay an advisor, which him not wanting to pay an advisor, John, will cost him thousands and thousands of thousands of dollars in a downward market.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that right on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Hey, I love it here in Southwest Florida. You know what? This is my second home, and I know why you live here. You've been able to accumulate enough wealth to retire here. But you know what? Many retirement portfolios are exposed to way too much risk and have excessive and hidden fees. Don't lose your hard-earned savings to unnecessary fees and an unforgiving market. Alfie Townsend and Advantage Retirement Group can help. Now, Alfie is a certified financial planner who lives here in Southwest Florida. Alfie Townsend and his team understand the complexities of portfolio investing during retirement and the need for income planning to last your lifetime. So meet with Alfie in his Naples or his Fort Myers office. You can call for an appointment now. Call Alfie at 561-1155. And don't forget, listen for his program, Saving the Investor, at Saturday mornings at 9, right here on 92.5 Fox News Radio.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. If you're not sure if your financial plan is aligned with your personal goals and values, give Alfie a call. You can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He'll sit down and meet with you and listen to you. And he wants to understand your goals and values before putting a plan in place. Give him a call at 561-1155, 561-1155, or go to savingtheinvestor.com. And you were talking before the break, you know, about this gentleman that was a do-it-yourselfer. And you could reduce his volatility by 75%. I mean, that is a big game changer, isn't it?
So he could say, okay, look, I can reduce it 75%, but I want more growth. So what he could also do is say, okay, the other portfolio, our growth portfolio, John, increases return drastically, drastically, and still had lower volatility than what he had. So he was increasing returns, but, you know, some people that are so hung up on not wanting to pay an advisor, I understand not wanting to pay an advisor, but if they do a service and increase your returns and pays for itself and then reduce your volatility, then you have to say that makes sense. So I always say if it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make dollars. And the bottom line is when you're taking 75% more risk than you need to, then at that point, you need to look at yourself and say, you know what, it doesn't make sense.
And he feels like he's doing a better job, but he's not really.
No, because he's only had it for 3 years, and the market's been good for those 3 years. He hasn't. If we would have went back to 2000, his portfolio, John, in 2000, 2001, 2002, would have lost 30%, where ours would have lost five. Okay? So it lost five in those years that his lost 30. So would you rather pay someone an advisor fee not to lose an extra 25% you didn't need to lose?
Sure. I mean, absolutely. At $1 million, that's like $250,000, isn't it?
Absolutely. So the thing about it is, you know, you have to look at your whole thing. And then your question is, can my spouse do what I'm doing right now? And typically the spouse doesn't want anything to do with what you're doing right now, because you've retired and you have nothing better to do. To, you know, you don't play golf, you don't play tennis, you're not a boater or anything. So you're sitting at home on the computer. And if that's what you like to do and that was his hobby, then, you know, it's going to be a call down the road. You know, if something happens to him, then the spouse will give us a call, because she doesn't want anything to do with that.
Yeah, well, you owe it to yourself to get a second opinion. You should treat your wealth like your health. Let Alfie be that second set of eyes. Give him a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You can schedule a one-hour free meet-and-greet session with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He'll do what's called a financial MRI that's very beneficial for you. It'll expose all the hidden fees that could be eating up your returns. It's going to show you if you're allocated properly and diversified properly. It also is going to show you if you're taking too much undue risk, like this gentleman was, in your portfolio. And it's going to answer a question you should be asking: will my income outlast me? 561-1155. Sit down with the coach in Fort Myers or Naples. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button. You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And if you're not sure if your financial plan is aligned with your personal goals and values, give Alfie a call. When you meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples, he's going to be there to listen to you, because he wants to understand your goals and values before he puts a comprehensive income plan in place. Give Alfie a call, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, there's a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. You also can click on the media tab there, and any topic that we discuss on the broadcast, you can look in depth right on your smartphone or on your smart device, and you can watch that for about a half hour each segment, and that will give you greater understanding of any topic, whether we're talking about the portfolio or a guaranteed stream of income or rebalancing or all the different topics that Alfie talks about there. Also, you can watch us every Sunday morning right after Chris Wallace on Fox News at 10 o'clock. Alfie will be broadcasting a new show that started last week, Saving the Investor television broadcast. You want to tune into that. Tell your friends about that. It's a great program that is very informative and will help you navigate through the fog of investing. Well, today we're talking about finding your financial purpose. And I guess you meet with people all the time that have goals and different values. Maybe you could talk about some of those stories to help people understand that really you need financial purpose in your life in order to maximize your retirement, because everything centers around what you do, really, not what you have first. Isn't that correct?
You're right. And the thing about it is this, John, your purpose can change. And I'm going to give you a perfect example. We had a couple that these are clients of ours, and their goal was traveling. So when we first saw them, you know, they talked about, they love to travel. They've been to, the China Wall. They've been to, just about 15 cruises. That was their passion, was just traveling. And then what happened, their son passed away unexpectedly, and they had he had two children. So at that point, their values totally changed at that point. So their goal used to be traveling. Now their value was to really be the fill-in parent of their grandchildren and make sure that they wanted to spend more time with them. And the other things they did was they paid their college, you know, they put money aside for their college, and they really helped the spouse out to make sure that these kids were going to be taken care of. So the thing about it is your values and goals will change. And that's why when we first meet, we talk about what your current goals are and your current values. so we can put that plan together. But when we meet, things will change. And I, you know, mine, I wrote a book that's that will be coming out in a matter of a couple that's still in compliance. So it's probably another couple months or so. But the thing about it is this: when you're, my story in the book was that I always, as I was growing up, it was not easy. It was tough. My mom had us at a very young age, and so it was just my mom, my sister, and I. And so it was obviously, I wanted to make sure I have plenty of money and not have to worry about the lights going out anymore, or, you know, eating or anything else, you know, moving from apartment to apartment. So that was my immediate goal, what I wanted when I was older. And then of course family was always my goal. My true purpose was, you know, my family, because family is so important, and it's still my value is my family. But what happened is I was challenged a little bit, you know, not too long ago, about generosity, about giving and gifting and charities and things like that. So our purpose changed a little bit to, we still have family goals, but generosity became different. I started giving more, and it is, they always say it's better to give than receive. And John, you're a pastor, so you preach this all the time, but it is better to give to receive than receive. I don't care about receiving anything. If I want to buy a golf club, I'll buy a golf club. But when I get gifts, I don't really care about gifts. I like the facial expression when I give gifts,
right?
You know, and it just makes me feel better inside. And so that's the whole thing about this. That's why when we're planning with our clients, and we meet, we want to make sure that we're aligned. We're still aligned with their values and their goals and their retirement. And that's why it's not you cannot have a financial planner that puts you in one thing and one thing only, and then, you know, sets it and leaves it. And that's what a lot of planners do. They're not planners. You know, that's what a lot of advisors do in this area. They will just put you in one plan, and then they don't really review it. And they might review the allocations and stuff, this and that, but they're not reviewing your personal values and your goals, because they do change. Will definitely change.
And I think
change. That's
important, because, I mean, obviously you meet with your clients on a regular basis, sometimes yearly, to reevaluate these things. There's some people that are listening to us right now by radio that you haven't reevaluated your portfolio and your income plan, and your lifestyle has changed. Things have changed in your life, and you recommend doing that at least once a year. So it'd be a great opportunity for them to come in and have a second opinion, a second set of eyes like yours, that can really give them a different, fresh perspective. Sometimes when you're hearing the same thing from the same person, it can sort of be deadened. But when you get a fresh set of eyes, a fresh perspective like you can give, and your 30 plus years of experience, you really can help people maximize their retirement plan, so that there can be more beneficial, really peace of mind, in the sense around their values and goals in retirement, can't you?
Yeah, and that makes your retirement a whole lot better overall, because if you understand what, and I help you find what your true purpose is, and you might not even know it right now, but as we dig deeper, then you say, you know what, I never really thought of that, and that would make me feel better doing this, or that would make me feel better if I did reconnect with my family that I haven't had a great, relationship with, or whatever it is. And so it might not always be monetary. It might not always be about money. It might be other things that will make you feel good, because money is good to have, and it's great. Hey, it pays the bills and it does give you that peace of mind. But we do have clients. I do run into people, I should say, that have the money, and I know, some in particular that have the money, but they don't have that peace of mind because they don't know what their purpose is.
Yeah, and it's important to know that. And if you're not sure if your financial plan is aligned with your personal goals and values. Or if you don't even know what your goals and values are yet, it's good to give Alfie a call and meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He's going to listen to you first. He wants to understand your goals and values before putting a comprehensive income plan in place. Give Alfie a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. It's an absolutely free meet and greet session in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two offices, and he does something that's called a financial MRI that will not only examine your goals and visions and dreams, but it will also examine your current portfolio and expose any hidden fees that are there, eating up your returns each year, making sure that you're diversified and allocated properly, making sure that you're not taking too much undue risk for the amount of return that you've been getting over the years. And also, he's going to answer a question that you need to know, and that is, will my income last? 561-1155, or go to savingtheinvestor.com. When we come back, we're going to be taking some of your questions. Many of you have submitted questions through the website, and if you do have a question for the coach that you want asked on the air, please go to savingtheinvestor.com, and you can click on the more info page there and actually click through a question that we will ask on the air, and we're going to talk about some of those questions and answer what's on your mind right after this break. So stay tuned. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
Hey, I love it here in Southwest Florida. You know what? This is my second home, and I know why you live here. You've been able to accumulate enough wealth to retire here, but you know what? Many retirement portfolios are exposed to way too much risk and have excessive and hidden fees. Don't lose your hard-earned savings to unnecessary fees and an unforgiving market. Alfie Townsend and Advantage Retirement Group can help. Now, Alfie is a certified financial planner who lives here in Southwest Florida. Alfie Townsend and his team understand the complexities of portfolio investing during retirement and the need for income planning to last your lifetime. So meet with Alfie in his Naples or his Fort Myers office. You can call for an appointment now. Call Alfie at 561-1155. And don't forget, listen for his program, Saving the Investor, at Saturday mornings at 9, right here on 92.5 Fox News Radio.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You owe it to yourself to get a second opinion. Treat your wealth like your health. You wouldn't just take one doctor's opinion with a diagnosis. Why are you just staying on the course that you're on that's not getting you where you need to go? Give Alfie a call at 561-1155. He is Southwest Florida's financial planner, over 30 years in the business, and he is a certified, yes, certified financial planner professional. He's a strategist, and he's going to tailor make an income plan specifically for you. Well, we have the coach in studio for the next few moments, and we're going to be asking some questions that you asked. And basically, this comes from Bill in Fort Myers. He says, can you explain the term rebalancing? I keep seeing it in retirement planning articles, and I don't think I really understand what it is.
Bill, that's a good question. Rebalancing, it could be done different ways, but typically what happens, you're selling stuff in your portfolio to buy stuff that is going down. So for example, let's say the equity side is doing very well, but if you don't rebalance, what happens? Let's say you wanted a 50-50 portfolio and that was your risk tolerant, and then the market's doing very, very well. Without rebalancing, you could go up to a 65-35, and then you're making more money. But then what happens is when the market goes down, you go down a whole lot more than what you wanted to go down because you didn't rebalance. So rebalancing, what it does, it takes volatility out of your portfolio. It helps with volatility, and it helps keeping you in a line. But there's great ways to rebalance. Our portfolios rebalance with new monies coming in, which is a wonderful thing. So there's always money coming into these billion-dollar funds that we have, and then they're going to take that money and buy what went down. So if things went down 10 days in a row, like small caps, they're going to buy small caps 10 days in a row. So what happens, it flows down to the actual portfolios. And what's nice about it, our fund managers look at them every 3 months, John, but they don't really need to rebalance them on an average every 7 months. So that's a good thing. So every 7 months, it's and the least you rebalance, the better. If you can rebalance daily at a fund level and reduce your balancing, it keeps the turnover down. It keeps the buying and selling down and the cost down. So that's what we do here at the Advanced Retirement Group.
All right. And also, too, the rebalancing is done automatically by the managers, right?
The fund manager. Yeah, right. The fund managers. We don't want to do that because they can do it at a billion-dollar level opposed to us doing it on individual levels.
All right. Well, this next question comes in from Susie, and she says, my husband and I just moved here from out of state. We have our money with Edward Jones because we figure they have an office just about everywhere. When we bought our home here, we realized that our investments were not quite what we thought. What is your recommendation on where we should get started to reevaluate our financial plans? Does your firm provide second opinions? Well, we talk about that a lot here.
Yeah, absolutely. If it's, not just Edward Jones, it's anybody. Whoever you have, it could be Fidelity, it could be Charles Schwab, it could be Merrill Lynch, any of them. If you have whatever you have, you have a 401k, bring it in. And then what we do that financial MRI on it. And then that financial MRI, it dissects your funds from the inside out. So we're going to be able to find out if you have small cap, large cap, what you're holding, if you're heavy. And a lot of people are heavy in large companies, which, there's nothing wrong with that. But then you're not capturing international, you're not capturing small, you're not capturing micro stocks. So size. So the problem is, a lot of times you're taking unnecessary risk. And so this finds out if you are or not. And also what we do is we find out if what your fees are. And that's the one of the ways to reduce volatility, increase returns is to fight inflation too, is to reduce those fees and then find out what you're holding to reduce that volatility.
And too, just because you're with a big company, I mean, you're not really comparing apples to apples a lot of times, because a lot of companies are basing their income planning on suitability, which you are a fiduciary, and that really makes a difference too, doesn't it?
That's a good point, John. Yeah, a lot of these big firms, they're not under the fiduciary's responsibility, they're under the suitability, which is totally different. Like some of these firms, they do what we call revenue sharing. And some of these funds that they have, like American funds, you'll see they push those a lot. So if you have a lot of American funds, you're with a big firm, that might be the reason why you have those funds, is they got extra incentive to push those funds. And that's called revenue sharing. And it states in their prospectus, it could be a conflict of interest, but they still do it because it creates revenue for the firm. But does that mean it's good for the firm or good for you? And that's what you want to find out.
Yeah. Well, you're listening to Saving the Investor on 92.5 Fox News, and we're taking the coach's questions, actually questions that you have for the coach. And if you want to ask a question, you could submit it through the website at savingtheinvestor.com. If you'd like to sit down with Alfie, give him a call at 561-1155. You can meet with him with no obligation in Fort Myers or Naples. And this next question comes from Nestor. He says, I'm 66 and have no desire to retire anytime soon. We're in good shape financially. I just think I would be bored if I was retired. My wife thinks we need to be planning for a situation where I can't work, so I don't know how to approach my investments. That seems to be a lot of people today. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm not interested in retiring at 65, 66.
Yeah, and people, we find out people are definitely living longer. Although I did see today, it was yesterday, I was watching the news, and it's the first time in years, John, the longevity level came down here in the United States.
Right.
It went down a little bit. It didn't go down that much, but it went down a little bit. And they're saying it was because of the suicide deaths, at young people, which is, it brings the average down, but that's unheard of. But with that being said, you have this gentleman that is 66 and he wants to, he has no desire to retire, which is good. That means that most likely he's probably not taking money out of his portfolio. So what I would do with that is I would look at, I would most likely put an income plan in place for him at age maybe 75 that can be turned on in 5 years, because he might not want to retire now, but he might say, 4 years, I'm about 70 years old. I think I'm done. Yeah, I want to start traveling and this and that. So, or slow up. So what I would do is put an income plan in place that would can be adjusted. But then his accounts, he's not taking any money out. I would do what we call a frontier adjusted portfolio, where it might be a little bit more equity now, but it would be trimmed back each year for his desired retirement date.
Right.
So that's what I would do with, what's his name, Ned?
Nestor. Yes. All right. Hopefully you're listening, Nestor, and that answers your question. But we're going to take more of the coach's calls right after this break. We want you to stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Dre Radel, your host of Daybreak. In studio with me now, Alfie Townsend, Southwest Florida's financial planner of Advantage Retirement Group. He's joining us now. Alfie, I'll tell you what, you get these documents and these packets of papers from financial advisors. You've got the documents you've got to go through to just try and figure out what it's all about. Let me ask you, what do you really need to know when it comes to your retirement income plan?
Well, these documents you're probably talking about are statements. They get these statements every month, and they really don't know what's in the statements because it shows one thing, but what it's not showing is your hidden fees. And the hidden fees, Trey, is what's really robbing you of your returns, and people have no idea what their fees are. So that's one thing you need to find out about your fees, your allocation, and if you're taking too much risk.
Advantage Retirement Group, give Alfie a call today. Here's the number, 561-1155, 561-1155. You can also catch him on TV on Fox 4 every Sunday at 10 a.m. or visit him online, savingtheinvestor.com.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. We're talking about finding your financial purpose today. And if you're not sure if your financial plan is aligned with your personal goals and values, you owe it to yourself to give Alfie a call. Get a second opinion. He is Southwest Florida's financial planner. He is a certified financial planner professional with over 30 years of experience. And when you meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples, he's going to be there to listen to you. He wants to understand your goals and values before he puts a comprehensive income plan in place. You owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health. Give Alfie a call, 561-1155, or go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. And we do have time for a couple more of your questions. If you do have a question that you want submitted and answered, give Alfie a call at 561-1155, or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com and submit it right through the website. This comes from Mary. She says, my husband and I retired and moved to Naples from Maryland 2 years ago. This has always been our dream, and we absolutely love it here. We've been working for the same advisor for years, I guess.
Working with the same advisor.
But we think it may be a good time to get a second opinion from somebody in Southwest Florida. We aren't making any promises to move our money. Do you do that? Well, that's another one similar to what we...
Yeah. So that's the thing. You would come down. The thing about it is this, a lot of times people that are from up north, their intention is to move here down the road. And it would be better to have a local advisor. And we deal with a lot of people that have are still residents up north, and we'll see them when they're down here. But they like our plan better, so they will change it and move it over with us. But yeah, get that second opinion. And then what would happen also is that we would have not just your plan in place, but we're going to deal with your wills, your trusts, and because you're in a different state now. And the state of Maryland, for example, is a state that I lived there for 20 years. So I know that it was $1 million estate tax. They didn't, when it changed to 5 million unlimited, they were still $1 million. So if you had anything over $1 million, you were taxed in Maryland up to a certain dollar amount, but it was horrendous. So it is important to find out the state that you're going to be a resident of, to have your legal documents here and make sure, we have a great elder law attorneys that we deal with, estate attorneys. And that's the other thing too, is that we have different attorneys for different things. We don't have just one attorney sitting in our shop
cubicle,
that will handle all this, because you want, sometimes you're dealing with businesses that we have to do something specialized for a wealth transfer in a business, last to die and this and that. And then we might have to deal with elder law attorneys, estate attorneys. So we don't want to be tied to any one attorney. We want attorneys that we can pick the best of the best for our clients. The same thing with the CPAs. We do the same thing. Now we have the attorneys and CPAs that we use majority of the time, but we do have other ones that specialize in things that other ones won't really understand.
Yeah, well, that's important to know. Well, we got time for one more question here, and it comes from Joe, and it says, I've heard of fixed annuities, and I've heard you mention fixed index annuities on your show. Are they essentially the same thing?
Theoretically, they are the same thing. The only difference is a fixed annuity. Think of a fixed annuity more like a CD. So it's going to pay you a fixed rate of return, maybe for 5 years. They do have some 3 years, but typically 5 years, maybe like at 3%, 2.5%, 3%, and that's all you're going to get. The fixed index annuity, what it is considered a fixed annuity because it is there's guarantees on it. You can't go backwards, but you can say, you know what, I'm going to take some of that money or portion of it and put it in an index like the S&P or the Dow Jones or the Barclay, and it tracks what they do, but your money is never in the market. And the good thing about it is you'll get part of the gains, not all of the gains. You'll get part of the gains, but you can make a whole lot more than you would in a fixed annuity. And you're not putting it in the market. So people do like that. But there's so many annuities out there, John, you have to make sure that you understand them before you purchase one. If you're about to purchase an annuity or if you have like a variable annuity, you need to come in. Because what we'll do is we'll look at it, we'll call the company and find out exactly what you want, because that's the biggest thing. The biggest complaints that I get when people come in that have annuities is they don't understand them and they don't really realize what they own and what they have. And that's what I help them do. So that would be part of a second opinion to come in. I can explain what you really have.
Well, that's important. And you do owe it to yourself to get a second opinion. Maybe you don't have a financial advisor. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner professional. He is a certified financial planner with over 30 years experience. And if you're not sure if your financial plan is aligned with your personal goals and values, you owe it to yourself to give Alfie a call and get a second opinion. When you meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples, he's going to be there to listen to you because he wants to understand what your goals and values are before he puts a comprehensive income plan in place. 561-1155. Again, that's 561-1155. Jot that number down. It's a local call. He'll meet with you in Fort Myers or Naples and do what's called the financial MRI. And what that does is he examines your portfolio from the inside out. He basically takes you back to 1973 and he puts his portfolio that he would have created for you side by side with yours. And you'll see the difference in the numbers in black and white. Give him a call, 561-1155, or go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And we do want to remind you that this coming Sunday at 10 a.m., right after Chris Wallace's show on Fox 4, Saving the Investor has a program. It's new and improved and exciting, and you want to tell your friends about it, and it's going to be a great informative program for you to get understanding about investing. Until next time, stay tuned and be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. To find out more, go to AdvantageRetirementGroup.com or call them at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.